Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
In 10 minutes, we're going to give you a password. If you remember that password, you'll be eligible to play Beat the Bank. When we give it to you, within 10 minutes, we ask you to call in, and then you can play. And we play twice a day. We also have John Krasinski joining us this hour in about 40 minutes. He's going to call the show. You know him from The Office. Now he's got a really scary movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about? What's it called again, John?
Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place. I know what it's about. I just forget the title sometimes. That's what happens. But right now, we want to hear about your good news, Kid Nation.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the
world's gone crazy. What great stuff is going on in your life? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
I gave you guys my good news earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
I told you my son won an award. Student of the 9 weeks.
That's very cool.
Yes. Far greater than student of the month because this is 9 weeks, you know? I mean, less people get to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. My wife and I are proud.
Congratulations, yeah.
And he scored his touchdown this weekend.
That's right. I got to see it, yeah.
I feel like I got to brag on my daughter. My daughter's just always nice.
Equal time.
She's such a sweetheart. That's my good news right there. Anybody in the room have some for us?
I found my shirt that I've been looking for like a month and a half.
Oh, which one's that, Big Al?
This is the one that says, surely not everyone was kung fu fighting. It was in a closet at the bottom of a basket.
Right.
And I was like cleaning up because I don't do that much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my shirt. Now if I could just find my suit.
The last place you were.
Yes, of course.
So we got this cool story right here. This is good news. There's a 7-year-old in Oklahoma. His name's Madden Humphreys. And he was born with a cleft palate and had surgery to repair it. And he was also born with two different colored eyes. One's blue and the other one's hazel.
Wow.
He actually made a video last summer that a bunch of people, hundreds of thousands of people saw talking about bullying.
Wow.
So he's saying,
awesome.
Don't be mean to people. Don't be a poop head. You're missing out on some great people if you don't try to get to know them. That video went viral. And then his mom was recently, there's more to this story.
Oh, wow.
On a Facebook support group for parents with kids with cleft palates. Someone showed her a photo of a cat that looked just like Madden.
Oh.
Just like him.
Really?
His left eye's blue, just like his. Right eye's hazel, just like Madden's. Also had a cleft palate.
Wow.
Or a cleft lip. So it turned out it was a shelter. He was at a shelter in Minnesota. So a bunch of friends and random strangers chipped in, paid for the road trip. Then they drove up north and they adopted this cat. And now there's a bunch of photos of them making the rounds online.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
They have the same color eyes. That's awesome. Crazy.
Madden and his cat.
That is nuts.
Isn't that such a cool story?
That's a great story.
We always thought man's best friend's a dog. Not for Madden, it's a cat. And this cat's apparently really nice to him and everything.
And that story makes my shirt store seem real lame.
Yeah.
You can feel good about your shirt.
It's okay, Al.
His good news is way better than my good news.
Yeah, it's okay, buddy.
Give us a call, 800-543-3548. Tell us your good news.
There's no judgment in your good news.
Thank you.
Come on, this is Kid Nation.
Right. You did trump him, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we started with
that. Hold on.
I couldn't have followed that.
I didn't trump him. Madden trumped him.
I couldn't have followed that story. Yeah. So it's good I started it out.
We'll stay in the cat world right now with Carrie. What's going on, Carrie?
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Wonderful.
Doing awesome. What's your good news for us?
My good news is that my son's best friend, who's a cat, came home to us on Easter Sunday after being missing since February 26th.
Wow.
Dang. He just took a month off.
Yeah, he just went on vacation for a minute.
Where did he say he was?
I wish he could tell us.
Right?
I honestly do, because he caught the ride with his friends one night and got in his friend's car without his friend knowing. and took a ride to a corner store and jumped out of the car and took off, and we hadn't seen them since.
Found his way back home. It's crazy how
cats
animals,
do that.
Dogs
and dogs do too. Yeah,
do too.
What's that? Homing instinct, whatever they call it.
Sort of meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow. And they can smell. It's just that, I mean, like when you're driving and you get close to your house, your dog kind of perks up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they
I
know.
Tell. I can tell. We're getting close to the house.
I try to see if my kids can do that. And I ask them, I'm like, could you get home from here? And they're like, no. So kids don't have that gift that animals do, if you were wondering. Oh, this is really cool from the text. I got funded for 3 classroom iPads funded through Donors Choose last week. We're going to be doing some project-based learning and documenting the students' progress using a web-based portfolio that can be shared with parents, administrators, and future teachers.
Huh.
So they got funded because, you know, a lot of teachers have to pay out of wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the pocket. And so that's really cool that you got funded. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ashley.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your good news for us?
My good news is I am finally graduating nursing school next month.
Yay.
Yay.
Awesome.
Long time coming, and I have a job lined up already, too, so it makes it even better.
Oh, what department are you going to be working in?
It's a step-down unit for ICU.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good for you, girl.
Well, you're going to be doing it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, Ashley. Brand new Ashley. Nurse Ashley.
Many years of nursing.
Yeah, she will. And many relationships are going to be built with her patients. That's the cool thing about nursing. This is a proud doggy moment here.
Okay.
My four-month-old Dalmatian puppy has severe separation anxiety. Today, she walked into her kennel on her own when I left for work.
Oh.
I've had to pick her up and put her in there for 2 months. Proud dog daddy moment for me right there.
Finally a breakthrough.
Right?
Yeah.
Dogs are a lot of work.
Yeah. Jenna just taught her dog how to go up and down the stairs a couple months ago.
Big. Do you know how much better life is when the dog can go up and down the stairs?
Yeah.
I got a good workout in for a while, though, having to carry up something and then go back down and then carry her up.
Does your dog do any tricks? I get so jealous of people who can train their dog, like tricks, like pow, pow, and the dog falls over.
I'll play dead.
Oh, like a bang.
Or just
bang,
where, like, yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
can sit, she can
roll over,
shake or high five, and she actually will sit up.
What?
On her leg?
Have I not shown you guys that?
No.
Yeah, when we're sitting on the couch, it's a weird thing, yeah. Or if she's sitting on the carpet, she doesn't do it on hard floor. But yeah, she'll sit up just on her butt.
You should do tricks with Wheezy today on Instagram.
Gotta prepare for my date, okay?
Oh, yeah, John got a date.
You
could do a couple tricks before the date.
I got a big day. It takes me all
that sounded
day.
Sounded very suspect, then, JC.
I'm gonna turn a couple tricks.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hello, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your good news for us?
Well, I got into a production of The Little Mermaid at our local community theater with my stepdaughter. And I haven't performed in Louisiana in over 11 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
What are you playing?
Yeah, what role?
Oh, well, I'm Ariel's eldest sister, Tina.
Tina?
That's fun.
Yeah, right?
Tina,
yeah.
Give us your best line.
It's a fun show, and I just can't wait to perform for my family, so.
Who gets to play Ursula?
Oh, that's
juicy. Oh my gosh, it was already cast. Of course, that's who I wanted. I've never played a villain before, so.
That would be so much fun with all that makeup you get to wear.
Yeah.
You get to be all mean and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
But I'm excited just to be a part of it, so. Okay.
Congratulations, Elizabeth. Break a fin.
Yeah.
Yeah, break a fin. She's a mermaid.
Yeah.
we have a former friend on the phone. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, JC. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, and we know Heidi because we just hung out with her recently, right?
Yes, sir. We were on the kids' trip this year.
Oh,
yes. Hey.
It's Cassidy's mom.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember this, but JC and Al were on the boat with us riding back from one of the parks, and Cassidy taught them how to curtsy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She was very excited about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing my curtsy right now that she taught me, actually.
Well, there you go.
So what's the good news, Heidi?
Well, Cassidy has been battling ALL. It's a form of leukemia, and we are getting her poured out on Thursday. She did her final chemo dose outpatient at Cincinnati Children's. We just recently moved to the Cincinnati area.
Wow.
So she is getting great treatment there. They're one of the top three children's hospitals in the nation. And she's progressed really well, transitioned to the new hospital, and they're taking her port out because she doesn't need any more chemotherapy at the hospital.
Yay,
and she's taking her last dose at home, her oral chemo, on the 13th of April. Friday the 13th, which is kind of weird.
Perfect. That's Kelly's favorite day.
I love that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You're overqualified for Good News Tuesday. You should call back for Great News Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a Miracle Monday is what we got to do.
Right. That's awesome, girl.
Well, give Cassidy a huge hug for us, Heidi. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm so happy for your family.
I'll be posting some pictures online.
Please.
Check it out.
Send them to us. Good talking to you again, Heidi. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. And I'm still listening from Ohio and Indiana.
So. Oh, hey, shout out Ohio.
Tell all Jenna's friends what's up up there when you
Cincinnati.
See them.
How is Cincinnati?
It is great. Honestly, good. There's some really great restaurants here. Yeah. It's kind of similar to Dallas with the art and the great places to go out. Check out, if you ever come into Cincinnati, check out OTR. They've got some great...
Over
like
the Rhine, right?
Yeah. OTR, we'll check that one out.
All right.
And Heidi, wonderful talking to you. And I got to take this last one.
Okay.
Because this one's cool. We got to talk to Steve. And then we'll give you the code, the vault password, all okay? Right. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
So, you have some pretty awesome news. What happened to you, sir?
Well, first and foremost, I got to tell you what they're all calling me, and they're calling me a walking miracle.
Yeah.
Back in November, I was basically hit over the head with something and put into a medically induced coma. So they could remove my skull because my brain was pushing out.
Yeah.
And I was not supposed to survive this coma. I had less than a 1% chance.
Wow.
Where I live, I have no family but my three small children. And my family, you know, flew in and drove in. And the doctors said, hey, you know, he's not going to make it. They pulled me off the plug that was kind of keeping me alive. And within a couple of days, I actually came back. And, was awake. And it was that's why the doctors themselves are calling me a walking miracle. I mean, the surgeon still hugs me when I go see him.
Steve, you were in a coma for how long?
I believe a month.
Wow.
A month?
Wow.
Definitely forget stuff you don't know.
We were just talking about this yesterday. Do you remember anything when you were in your coma? Were you dreaming at all? Or did it feel like you just went to sleep and woke up?
You absolutely see things that you've never seen before, and it almost was like a camera was over my, you know, like in the videos where like you're playing a video game and you don't really see your body, but you see everything around and you're moving.
Yeah,
that's how it was. So it wasn't even like a dream. It was more so, at least for me, it was like
out of body.
Yeah, completely. I just I was almost like perspective of seeing myself. And you remember, it's so. I will tell you, the human brain.
Oh, Steve's cutting out.
I don't remember anything.
Okay. Well, Steve, you're cutting out, man. But
I think is what he's saying.
Yeah. Wow, Steve. Your phone's cutting out, man, but we're so happy for you.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing the news and glad you're that miracle, man. 1% chance to live, and Steve made it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he gets to be with his little ones again.
Woof.
Thank you, Steve, for calling, man.
Thank you guys for all that you do.
All right, brother. Man, that's awesome.
That is great.
A month long, you just wake up and you're like, hey, you missed a month. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That's our Good News Tuesday right there. That was great today, Kid Nation. Thank you so much. We love all your text messages, all your calls, but right now we got to get to business. It's time to hook you up with that password to go inside the vault. This hour's password, because it does change next hour, this hour's is Rocket.
Rocket.
Rocket. Remember that password because we're going to have you call in to play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we want to make you a winner right now, Kid Nation.
We sure do.
Do you remember the password? I hope so, because right now is the time to call to play Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number what, Jenna?
23.
Caller number 23, LeBron James number. You get to play Beat the Bank.
I just remembered the password. Oh, sure.
You did?
Yeah, it took me a minute.
You had forgotten it?
Yeah, I had.
I mean, you're right next to me.
I know.
3 feet away from each other.
I saw you say it.
You saw my mouth make the movements and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. You saw it here first, Big Al.
Yes, I did.
All right, we'll hook you up here in a minute. John Krasinski's going to call the show in about 20 minutes, by the way. Don't forget about that.
Yay.
Less than 20 minutes away from John calling. I told you my son won Student of the 9 Weeks, and you guys thought that was a funny name for the award?
Yes.
But, see, Kid Nation got her back. Got a tweet that said, did you realize Student of the 9 Weeks is a play on Thor's Protector of the 9 Realms?
I did not know that.
Now you know. So it's more of a cool superhero.
So joke's on us.
Yeah. Way to not know, guys. How dare you not put that together, that it was a Thor reference.
Gosh.
See, my son's school is dope.
Are we sure? I mean, is that not a coincidence? Just something that says 9?
You know what? I'll call the principal today and I'll ask him if that's anything to do with Thor.
All right.
We're cool.
Cats have 9 lives. It's a play on that, too. Just something.
No, but it's not the cat of the 9 lives.
It could be.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm not going to be able to sleep until I get to the bottom of this. Should I have to go to sleep right now to put my head down?
Kelly.
What's wrong with you? Did you go out last night, Kelly?
No, I live tired. Don't we all?
I think so. I wake up thinking about getting back into bed.
Yeah.
Like when I leave my house and I see my sweet little dog curled up in my bed that I paid kind of for, I think about...
Do you talk trash to your dog? I'm like, I'm doing this so you can have a good life.
He doesn't want me to the door.
No.
Nothing.
He Weezy doesn't get out of bed.
Doesn't look up, doesn't wave. He just said,
I used to kiss my husband goodbye, but then I realized I'm waking him up, so I just leave without doing that now.
And you got to kiss him goodbye.
No, I feel like I'm waking him up and he doesn't comply.
He'll go back to sleep. He'll be fine.
I don't know why I almost went out of my way to not wake someone. I literally barrel roll out of the bed.
Right.
Like, don't turn on the light. And I had a boyfriend before be like, you can turn on the light and get dressed. I would like go downstairs. I'd just roll out of bed and go downstairs.
I've gotten the, can you please be quiet when I'm brushing my teeth? It's like, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying my hardest here. I closed the bathroom door.
You're in the bed.
I don't even have, I have the closet light on. I don't even have the bathroom light because I don't want that to sneak out there and blind you.
No matter how hard you try, you always do something like, all right, I get it. I woke you up.
I'm going to work and you're in the bed. Let's examine who's got the better deal here.
Yeah. The only way to fix this is to date somebody that actually does what you do, and that's actually a request from the text.
What?
My wife, no, not this one. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was looking at the wrong text. I think the best thing that could happen for the show is for Big Al Mack and Jenna Owens to start dating.
Well, finally, the pressure's off me.
They seem compatible. Have a blessed day.
Well, that would be kind of a conflict, and not a conflict, but you'd be breaking the homegirl rule.
The homegirl rule.
What's that?
What homegirl rule?
Jenna, I already marked that territory.
Yeah, Jenna and Kelly are homegirls.
You peed on Al.
I peed on Al.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really awkward. She did it in front of everyone, too, so I was like...
Hey, you got to make a statement.
No, I know. I know you did.
Take a stand. That's my man.
I mean, I respected you for it, Kelly. It was cool.
It would be convenient. Terrible it when
would.
It ends.
It would. It would
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Annoying when it ends, but convenient when it lasts.
We could ride together.
Yeah.
Think of all the gas money you would save, rent money.
And we could, well, you know.
Rent money, yeah. I mean, you would save that living with anyone.
Right.
Well, right.
Yeah, but.
We might have stories, more show content.
He would let you borrow the convertible now?
Yeah. He wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Probably not.
Yeah. Can you sell that? I'd have to go to his bar all the time.
Still got a couple of them. Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
I already got some things, you know, brewing.
Let's get a pro and con list to see what the pros are of dating now and then the cons. Mm. And then Jenna, maybe you can get back to us.
He'd actually give me more back massages than the one a year he gives me now.
Yeah, probably.
No, you see, what happens in relationships is we'll give you the back massages really early on.
Until we get you.
And then about 6 months in, after you say, I love you, we're like, cool, got her. And then they'll stop.
A pro for you, Al, I'd probably get you a little more active.
Active, like active?
Like exercise.
Well, how do you define active?
What'd you think?
Yeah, you'd get
out.
Hey!
The
good news for you, you'd finally be able to toss a marble in that jar.
I was like, active? It's dormant right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I could use some activity.
I was just listening on pros for you.
Yeah. Could use a little activity every once in a while.
Our dogs would be able to hang out.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Curtis needs a playmate.
Mm-hmm. So, see, they're thinking about it, Kid Nation.
How often do you cook?
I'd cook more for someone. I think when I'm alone, I've actually been cooking more lately, but I would cook more for someone. If someone's there for me to talk to, I just don't really like standing in the kitchen alone, doing, you know, just cooking it all and cleaning by myself all the time.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'll do some Blue Apron every once in a while.
But I ran into a guy
better doing it with somebody.
In the grocery store, I was getting a couple of things, and we were comparing. He was right behind me checking out, and so we were catching up and comparing what each of us had gotten, and I was like, wine and lamb. I'm like, are you like, do you want to make me dinner? Or is he's like, I have a live-in girlfriend. I was like,
I like how you took your shot though, you know?
Yeah,
I like that. You want to make me dinner? The
food looked great. And I was just, I just get breakfast items. Yeah.
I know Al and Jenna both went through breakups recently, and there's a... a few months ago.
A year. Mine's been over a year.
There's good news for you though, Jenna. Because apparently women are better at dealing with a broken heart. A survey of over 1,000 singles found that men suffer more after a split and dwell longer on the breakup than women do.
It's probably because we talk about it more and get it out.
You get the feelings out.
I think it's because we grieve and men avoid the feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have to deal with it at some point. I took my time. Now, I'd say about, 6 months ago, I was good.
Yeah.
And now I'm totally great.
Jenna's back to normal.
I told my ex-girlfriend, it was about 8 months after we broke up, which is kind of recently, that I'm just now feeling like we broke up. Like, mentally.
It's just kind of avoided.
Just
kind of
wrapped my brain around it.
Like, see?
That
survey's right.
It's probably right.
Because you held it in and it's finally starting to sweat out.
Yeah.
Al's been calling her in the truck before work sometimes.
I don't do that anymore.
The hardest thing has been me wrapping my head around having to be forward. I was telling JC this morning. Any of the few encounters I've had recently, I've had to be forward. Mm-hmm. And the guy has even told me, I wish you would be more forward. And I think me communicating and texting is forward enough.
Right.
Just, or if I say something, like send a text or send a funny note or something, I think that's showing that I'm interested. So this is setting you up to then ask me to go do something, right? But apparently it's not.
No,
apparently
it's not.
It's like, I mean, I was actually told this weekend by someone, like, I'm interested, but I wish you would be more forward. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
You have to say, I want you straight up.
Well, literally,
you have to.
The masculinity and the take charge,
chargedness,
or whatever you want to call it, has been beaten out of men.
We've evolved into creatures who need women to come after us.
You're scared.
We need to be the prey now.
I want to be forward. But if you don't give me something, shoot me a text every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll text. And if the only time I hear from you is when I initiate the conversation, then I'm probably out after a little bit. That's a little peek. Just in case somebody I've been texting, you know, doesn't text me every once in a while, I'm out. I'm just letting you know.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Is there somebody that's not texting you back?
Yeah, all of them. Idea how this is going, so don't take that as a hint.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. Most people want to get some money.
To how it plays out. That's usually how it goes.
Right.
How you doing, Erin?
Good.
Welcome to the show. What are you up to right now? Driving to work?
I am.
Nice. Did you pull over so if you get too excited, you don't crash into somebody?
I'm getting ready to.
All right.
Responsible thing to do.
And what do you do for work, Erin?
I'm an orthodontic assistant.
Hey.
Okay.
So you're looking in the mouths all morning, huh?
Yep.
Is that something you look for when you are? I don't know if you're single or married, but is that something you look at, the teeth, when you determine if you're going to? Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. If I bumble and somebody says dental assistant,
I feel self conscious.
Yeah, I do too. I'm like, I got to brush my teeth before I go out with it. I'm not probably do it anyway, but.
I'm not even dating them. Yeah. It's just if I'm going to go hang out with somebody that's in the dental.
I feel like they're just looking at my plaque.
Judging.
It's like, I don't want to laugh because they'll see my cavity in the bag.
Gingivitis.
Yeah, I don't want that. But Erin.
Hello.
We want you to win some money, so why don't we step up to the vault?
Okay.
Here we go.
Why don't you be the lady?
Yes. Please enter your password.
Rocket.
Password accepted.
Oh, dang, Jenna!
Go, Jenna.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that.
Get rid of the voice lady. We hired a new one. Her name's
Jenna.
Can't
rely on robots.
Yeah.
Erin, okay.
You have gained access to the bank vault. And since Jenna just hooked you up with that wonderful rendition of the voice lady, here she is to tell you how to play the game.
All right. So we're in the vault. Welcome. You're gonna hear the banker throw out increasing dollar amounts. And it's really just on you to say stop before that vault door slams shut. We don't know how high he's going to go. It's different every single time. But as long as you say stop before it slams, you get that amount of money. All right?
Okay. All right.
That sounds pretty good.
I think that's right.
I think Erin got this.
Yeah. Sounds confident.
Just make sure you yell stop really loud, okay? We just want to make sure we hear that so you get your money. All right, let's play
Beat the Bank. $80 $140 $220 $250 $360 $410 $560 $590
$590.
There you go.
All right.
Erin felt the pressure.
Yeah.
She didn't want to risk that money, so she gets to keep that $590. It's basically $600. You just got to add $10 to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that money, Erin?
I'll probably just put it towards our vacation that we're going on.
Oh, where are you guys going?
The Panama City.
Panama City.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have yourself a good time right there.
To Panama City.
Well, Erin, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$740.
All right, big jump. We're still good.
$840.
Oh, no, that's a huge jump now.
Oh, boy.
No way.
$850.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be all right. You're right. He done.
Uh-oh.
He done.
$1,000.
Oh, Banker was feeling nice this morning Tuesday.
Okay.
I was going to say.
All right.
$590.
Yeah, you're good with $590. You got your money.
Have a great vacation in Panama City, girl.
Have fun, okay, Erin?
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you set up. Either $590. Could have been $1,000, but sometimes you got to be safe. And if you didn't get in this hour, we'll hook you up with a brand new password in less than 1 hour, and then you'll play Beat the Bank again. But coming up next, we got a Hollywood star joining us on the phone. John Krasinski from The Office got a new movie out, Super Scary, with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk all about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everyone, please be extremely quiet when we welcome John Krasinski to the show.
That's my favorite intro.
There it is.
probably one you've heard more than once.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, John? Hey.
John, are you so excited to have a horror movie that's getting incredible reviews?
I'm totally overwhelmed. I think I blacked out at South by Southwest and I just woke up yesterday.
Right?
Normally, critics don't really care for the horror genre.
It's true. And this one, you know, to me, I was never a big horror guy. I'm too scared to watch horror movies. Not now. I've watched them all now. But, you know, the funny thing about this is it's I think what people are responding to, which is really cool, is not only is it scary, but it's about family. This is about what would you do to protect your kids. And I think that emotional level is what people are responding to. So I'm moved.
I was describing the movie to my wife when we're talking about A Quiet Place that comes out this Friday. And I was telling her what it was about and how the family has to be quiet. And she goes, "What's so scary about that? That sounds awesome."
That's yeah, exactly. Exactly. You wish that the children would abide by that.
Right?
So I don't get to go see this until I get to go to a screening tonight. So I haven't seen it. I'm so excited because I'm a huge horror movie fan. I know. Well, I haven't had the option yet. So I'm all over it. But
tonight's the night, though. She's
but tonight's
see
the
it.
Night, so I get to see it a little early. And I'm a huge horror movie fan. So can you describe the movie for us? And you know, for us,
absolutely. Yeah, it's basically about a family who's surviving on a farm, and they can't make any noise, and you have to figure out why. And I'll give it away. The reason why is because there's a type of creature that's out in the darkness that hunts by sound. So if you make a sound, this creature will kill you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Just your average Friday night. That's all.
Now, we heard your wife say this morning, we were playing a clip on our show about how you were going to give the role to someone else, and then she read it, and she was like, this is for me. Yeah. Did you guys get along great while filming?
Oh, my God. I mean, I could make a joke, but the truth is it was the best collaboration of my entire life. There's no one smarter and more professional and certainly more talented than her.
I love your wife. It's so true. You guys are so great.
We also love you, John.
Yeah, we love you.
Oh, thank you. So nice to feel the love, because in my house, I don't get a lot. You know, she really takes most of it.
So how hard was it to talk her into not talking?
Well, you know, the funny thing was, I did a rewrite to the script, and in my rewrite, she's the only person I could think of. But if I'm really honest, I was too scared to ask her, because the two ways it goes for me in my head was she says no, which makes for a super awkward dinner conversation.
Right.
Or she says, yes, I'll do it for you, which would have been 10 times worse. I mean, she's so good, and she makes the most amazing choices that I couldn't live with myself that if she did it for me. So I didn't even pitch it. I took the third option of not even telling her. And she knew I was working on the script, and finally she asked it to read it. And when she did, she said, you can't let anyone else be in this movie. And I said, it was almost like she was proposing to me. I was like, are you saying what I think you're saying? And she said, can I be in your movie? And I said, yes.
Will you movie marry me, is what she said.
Yeah, would you movie marry me? Exactly.
Did she read it silently, or did she read it out loud?
Very good. I like that.
John, you said you're not into horror movies, but what made you want to write a movie like this, since you wrote and directed, right?
I did. You know, it's funny. It weirdly goes back to The Office. I remember Greg Daniels, who created The Office, said to me one day, he said, your job is not to play these lines funny. Your job is just to play these lines honestly. And if people laugh, that's up to them. And if people think what you're saying to Pam is emotional, that's up to them too. But you just focus on playing the truth of the moment, which it sounds like a small bit of advice, but it really helped me, especially in this. I don't think I would have directed this movie without that bit of advice, because had I gone out trying to direct a scary movie, like I said, having not seen a lot of scary movies, I wouldn't have been your guy. So I went out directing a movie about family. We had just had our second daughter 3 weeks before I read this first script. So I was wide open, emotional. And as everybody knows who's had kids, those first few weeks, it is a horror movie. You're just so scared.
Yeah.
You're so nervous to keep this person alive and safe and questioning whether or not you're a good enough person to be their dad. And so I just thought, wow, I can put all this stuff into this movie. And I went for the emotional thing. And basically, it's so nice that people are saying it's scary. But I think, like I said, people are feeling it's scary because you don't want anything to happen to this family that you fall in love with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a testament to what you did with the script. And the kids that you have in the movie, they look just like your children. Like, they look like they would
They're
be
amazing,
your kids.
Aren't they?
Yeah,
so amazing.
How do you guys just put you and Emily's face next to them and see, okay, that matches, we'll go ahead and cast you?
We did face mash or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that once at Ripley's, believe it or not. That was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Krasinski.
Yeah.
Now, I know you and your wife, Emily Blunt, got into this huge prank war going back and forth with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep.
April 1st has just come and gone, the hugest prank day of the year. Did you pull off any April, or is that just for amateurs? Is April Fool's Day for amateurs in your house?
It's April Fool's Day for amateurs. There were no pranks. What happened was, the very sad day came that we moved away from L.A., and so we are no longer neighbors with Jimmy and his wonderful wife, Molly. So the pranks get really expensive when you have to do it across 2,000 miles.
So no prank. I thought you were going to come up with an epic one. So you and your wife don't do that to each other.
No, God, no. We're not. I'm not clever enough. She probably is. But I had to have writers write it on the show when I was on The Office. All those pranks. I need writers.
You should have had Dwight be one of the monsters.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you still rocking the beard, John?
I am. Yeah, that's my job right now. It's just beard. Just growing a beard.
Just bearding it up. Is your next movie role involving a beard? You need it for that one as well?
No, we just got picked up for season 2 for Jack Ryan, and so I'm really excited. I go to start to shoot that in June, and Jack Ryan's a clean shaven man.
Oh.
So that's why he's letting it go now.
You don't get it to go.
Because he can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe on Instagram I'll do like a farewell to my beard and we'll do a ceremonial shaving. Because everybody wants to see that, right? Everybody listening is like, please don't do that. That's disgusting.
No, I actually am a big fan of your beard because I'm a man that cannot grow one. So when I saw that you could, a man with a baby face, and you look so manly, I took you under my wing.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you.
Hairy and youthful.
Yeah, he's got them both. Like, John's the perfect male. Hey, John, I know you're a big fan of Devil Wears Prada. That's one of your favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Of course. Yeah. You didn't know that about John? Everybody knows that about John.
Everybody knows that.
What's your favorite line from the movie, John?
I mean, there are so many. I don't know where to go. I mean, one of my favorites is very simple. It's when Stanley Tucci says, gird your loins. I think that that line is as good as it gets.
Gird your loins.
Do you remember that, Al?
I do not.
I don't think Al's ever seen that
movie. That movie is so good. I mean, of course, John can be biased, but right. I think everyone loves that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And then my other favorite line isn't a line at all. Emily's using her hand, and she says, I'm hearing this, and her hand's making a talking motion, and then she said, and I really want to be hearing this, and she closes her hand.
Gotcha.
I'm sure that when you're watching that movie nowadays, because it is one of your favorites, you look at her and you go, man, that's my wife right there. Yeah. You ever do that?
Yeah, I say it out loud. It's very awkward.
Yeah. Why?
It's really weird. I actually yell out, I married movie star Emily Blunt. And she's like, that's super weird. Super weird.
Can you talk sports for just a second? You're born in Boston. You live in New York. Are you Red Sox or are you Yankees?
Ooh.
Oh, I have to be Red Sox. It's funny. One of the first things that ever happened to me when I moved to New York, this is a true story, I was wearing a Nomar Garcia Parra jersey back in the day. And I was walking out of a building and was hit in the head by a very fast-moving bagel. And when I looked at the to find the culprit, there was a cab driver who was driving at least 20 miles an hour and said, Boston sucks! And I thought, I am actually impressed by you, sir. You threw a bagel out of a moving vehicle and hit me in the head.
That's awesome.
You can't even get mad at that.
You can't get mad at that. No, that's a special moment. I have to keep that bagel.
In fact, they should sign him on the team. The Yankees need to find that guy real quick.
Exactly.
That's what they need to do. Well, look, John, we're really excited about the movie. I know Jenna's going to get to watch it tonight, so she'll report on it tomorrow. She's our horror movie expert, so.
I guess so. I just love them.
She'll be very honest. So we require you to call back tomorrow so that you could hear Jenna's review.
Oh, I can't wait. Jenna, let me know how it feels.
I'll tweet you or something.
Okay, great.
A Quiet Place hits theaters this weekend on Friday. Make sure you go check it out. And John Krasinski, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Hey. Thank you, guys. Thanks, buddy.
Have a great morning.
You too, buddy. Bye.
I'd say he's one of the nicest guys in Hollywood.
Awesome.
Good energy.
Yeah.
I just want to be friends with them.
Right? I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think he's too famous.
They're too cool and too famous.
Don't think he's going to actually call back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We want to play round two of Beat the Bank. You know the password. All you need to do now is give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-BEAK-IT.
Make sure you know that password because that's what we require for you to go inside the vault so you can claim up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. What caller number do we need, Jenna?
13.
Caller number 13, you get to play. And that's Kelly's favorite number. Also, her birthday, which is coming up very soon.
Yeah.
In fact, 10 days away from the raspberry birthday.
For my actual birthday, but Al's throwing a party for me a little early this year.
Friday.
Yeah.
This weekend we're having a party.
Yep.
Got to drive a whole hour.
It's not an hour. Well, from you, I guess.
Yeah, it's an hour. I put it in ways, and it's an hour.
It's close to an hour from where you live. Nobody told you to move way out there.
Nobody told you to open a bar so far away from us.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
Wouldn't you want to make it accessible for Kelly, who's happening to be the birthday girl?
Well, I'm sending a bus for Kelly. The Kelly bus.
I know, I'm riding on that bus.
Oh, okay. Well, the Kelly and JC bus.
No, it's still the Kelly bus. I'm just riding on the Kelly bus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We're about to do Does That Make Me Crazy in about 20 minutes, but before we get to that, there's something that, a challenge that's crazy, and that it's happening right now. And teenagers had a slow start this year. We started with eating the pods.
The Tide Pods.
That was not a good look.
No. Mm-hmm.
We found out that was very toxic, and people could get very, very hurt and potentially die from eating those
things.
Don't do that. So we stopped, right? We stopped the pods. And then we had the kids come out and march and try to change the world after the school shootings, and they're marching in Washington, and they're making moves. Mm-hmm. So everything was on the up and up.
Redemption.
Yep. Redemption, Jenna. And then the next challenge came out.
Oh, no.
So we're going to talk about this one and tell you don't do it. Because, once again, this is a challenge that could, in the end,
potentially hurt you.
And maybe even you could hurt yourself badly to where you don't wake up. It's a snorting challenge. Have you seen this, Kelly?
Which one? I mean, I know these things make their
rounds. Snorting what?
Cinnamon or something like that.
No, not pepper or something like that. Not a food. It's it's made out of latex, and you use it for protection.
What?
Yes.
I saw this.
There's doctors that are urging kids, please do not snort these things.
You could die.
The thing is, you put it in your nose and you're supposed to suck it through and it comes out and you get it out of your mouth. Oh. That's what the challenge is.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's where it can go wrong for you.
You can't breathe.
Exactly. Here's what could happen. You blow your nose too hard and instead of coming out of your mouth, it goes into your throat. And guess what? You can't breathe because you're going to suffocate. You're introducing bacteria into your sinuses.
Nobody cares about bacteria. You could suffocate.
Well, the bacteria can then turn into a potential big problem for you.
Yeah.
You know, where you get sick and then...
Who starts this kind of crap?
I don't know. I don't really know where these challenges start, but somebody starts it and... And it's not
they should
until,
all be fined.
Right.
You know, they should be punished for being dangerous to themselves and for encouraging other kids.
When you come up with something like this,
They should be banned from YouTube. People that do this stuff, they're going to have serious consequences. They're going to have to, like, ban them from YouTube or whatever they need to do.
Now they're going to make movies and make millions of dollars.
And I know what you're thinking. It's like, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to you until you do it, and it's stuck in your throat, and you're thinking to yourself, dang it.
Just takes one time. Just one time. Just one mistake.
I haven't heard of this one.
I mean, it's out there. Trey heard about it, right? Trey, you heard about this challenge.
Trey tried it.
I did not. I have nosebleeds, Kelly. I get the nosebleeds. I can't try it.
Kelly, I mean, Trey's the last person going to try this.
Yeah, Trey will not do anything that involves the nose.
I saw the first recording of this was in like 1993 from a rock band. It's old.
So and
it's just resurfacing.
And that's what happens with a lot of these challenges. They resurface. The cinnamon challenge always resurfaces. They tell you, don't do the cinnamon challenge. So, once again, we just got to get on here and let you know.
Please
don't do it.
Play that video.
It's not very smart.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to say that.
It's interesting looking, but it's not cool, and it could definitely injure you.
There's better uses for those things.
Yeah.
Much better.
Somebody can tell that guy how to use it.
The intended use.
Right.
Is fine.
Just keep playing Fortnite. Just don't mess with this stuff. Just keep playing Fortnite.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I started and...
You did it.
Oh, man, I suck.
But that's what's going
to
happen,
I'm out there jumping around trying to build, and I get shot.
How many games are you actively playing right now? I mean, because I know you play HQ.
I play HQ.
You play Fortnite.
I just started Fortnite a couple ago. I'm not releasing my screen name yet because I'm not ready to join teams because I suck.
What else do you play?
I'm a liability right now.
What else do you play?
I play Madden and
FIFA.
You
play FIFA, yeah.
And you also have the one wheel that you
one
play.
Wheel.
And you have the two wheel. What do you call that one? That one, nobody uses that one anymore.
Oh yeah, I don't know where that is.
The two wheel. That was a state.
You play the guitar.
I play the guitar. Yeah.
We're doing. What does JC play? You play a lot of stuff.
I have a few hobbies. Yeah.
That's good though.
I had a hobby.
I don't have one. I don't really have a hobby.
You don't play the field.
I don't play the field.
Mm-hmm. Al's trying to play the field.
I wouldn't call that a hobby.
How's that going now?
It's not going very well.
I'm gonna get a hobby.
I don't really have a hobby.
Sounds fun.
Play Fortnite with me. That way I can...
No, I don't want to do that.
It's mind-numbing.
Hobby.
I'll do something that's fun and interesting, and I can join a club.
Learn an instrument. We just met somebody that plays the harp. That would be cool if you could play the harp.
No, I tried that with the bass.
That takes a lot. Or a language.
I want to do something that's fun.
Do you read your books anymore?
Kind of. Nothing's really... Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Why don't you join the Slingshot Club with Alan? That could be your hobby.
Reading is something that you just do by yourself. I mean, reading,
that's
I enjoy
technically
it.
A hobby.
Not like a hobby. Yeah, I guess. It's more of a pastime. I don't know what it is.
It's old cars.
Killer.
Is that a hobby?
Yeah.
I guess
that's
a hobby.
Putting cars together
I don't put them together. I buy them already put together.
Well, but you do things to
them. I wash them.
Upgrade them.
Yeah.
You put parts into them, right?
Yeah.
That's a hobby.
So that's my hobby. All right, got a hobby. Boom.
Didn't you sell most of your cars?
No, I still got two. I mean, I saw half.
What happened to his fleet?
You know what? I'm kind of glad I did because I don't even know where to put them now. Like when I lived in an apartment, I had like ample parking spots.
Oh, the repo man was like, jackpot, they're all together?
Boom.
Nope.
Right? Here?
Right? That's easy.
All right, let's play. Let's play the game.
Earlier in the show, if it gets to 600, just shut up and go. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
So we've noticed that people are not asking Big Al how he feels, so he's now throwing it into his raps.
Yeah. I'll tell you how I feel one way or the other.
That's right. Holly, how you doing this morning?
I am so good. How are you guys?
Doing well. What are you up to right now?
I am on the way to work, actually. I had to pull over because I was so excited to get through.
Yay!
So you usually clock in at around 9 o'clock?
About 8:45.
So
I'm like, I don't want to stay at work. I'm like, I got to pull over. I got to do this.
Yeah, you might be a little late today, but that's all good because you have potential.
It's totally worth it.
Yeah, you might win up to $1,000, and that's pretty cool.
There you go.
But before we do that, we have to step up to the vault. Now, our lady is out sick today, so we have a replacement this week.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Please enter your password.
George.
Password accepted.
Hey!
That's impressive.
Hey. Jenna going back to her days when she used to do a Gentleman Club commercial.
Okay. First, I had to go way raskier than that. See, that was my robot voice.
You knew that would come in handy sooner or later.
Yeah. Jenna, why don't you tell Holly how we play the game in robot voice? Because that was a request from earlier.
You're going to step into the vault and you're going to hear the banker list off increasing dollar amounts. You have to say stop before the vault door shuts. If you don't say stop before the door shuts, you walk away with nothing. And we don't want that, do we?
No.
Kind of like at the Gentleman's Club.
It's pretty good.
Even if it goes all the way to 1,000.
Like a nice robot, not a sexy robot.
Yeah, even if it goes all the way to 1,000 like it did last time.
You still have to say stop.
You have to say stop.
Yeah, because if it closes, you get nothing. We don't want that.
Don't want that
at all, Holly. We want you to win big, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you got to get to work. We got to play the game. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$130. $150. $200. $240. $300. $320. $380. $400. $460. $470. $490.
I felt that.
No, I felt that.
I just don't want to get to 500, and then I'm gonna stop.
You couldn't see my hand saying stop.
You know what? You go ahead and blame Al on this one and his song, Holly, okay?
I'm sorry.
It's not you.
I'm sorry, yeah.
It's not you. It's Big Al.
Good.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Holly.
I'm so excited I got a chance to play, so it's all good.
You're so sweet.
Have a good day at work.
I know. I'm excited we talked to you, Holly. Thank you for playing.
Boy.
Man.
Predicting and telling us what he thinks, what he feels.
No, nobody wants to know anymore.
Nobody wants to know.
So that's fine.
Does that make them crazy? All right, Kid Nation, give us a call. We'll open up the phone lines for you to tell us about those quirky things you've always done. And you finally were told by someone, nah, man, I think you're crazy.
You're crazy.
What you're doing is nutty. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We call this Does That Make Me Crazy? And we'll let you know if you're crazy next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy?
All righty.
And here's the thing. I know it sounds weird, but everyone that calls wants to be called crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're calling.
There's a little bit of disappointment in their voice when we don't determine that they're crazy.
This is like our American Idol.
Yeah.
Everybody that goes to American Idol, they think they're going to be the next American Idol.
But everybody's not.
But you're not. Sometimes you're not crazy.
Yeah.
And we just got to break the news to you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got one here from the text.
Okay.
Actually, I might be down with this. My name's Jasmine. I put double-sided tape on my bed every night before I go to sleep to make sure a spider won't crawl on my body and into my ear. Side note. I've caught 2 spiders and some ants on the tape.
Wow.
So I guess you put double-sided tape around you. That way, if insects try to crawl your way, they get stuck on there.
Oh, that's so much work.
It is a lot of work.
Eat the spider.
To do that every night.
Say we eat some spiders. I mean,
yeah.
I had a bug the other day. Walked down the street. It flew down my throat.
What I show you yesterday.
Casey showed me a video yesterday of a spider crawling out of a person's ear.
Ew.
They zoom in on the ear. And then you see the light, because I guess light hits the spider's ears, and it almost looks like a little mini koala. And I'm like, oh, this has got to be some sort of, like,
cute animal video.
Photoshopped cute animal video that they made fun of, like, in the ear. And then it started crawling, and I was like, that looks like a crab. And then it crawled closer, and it was a full-on spider doing the spider dance in the ear hole.
So he went to the doctor to get it. Something was bothering him, and it was a spider?
Well, it looked more like his homie was just taking a...
And the guy was cool with it?
I guess.
You want to see my pet spider?
They lured the spider out of the ear.
How do you lure him out?
With the light, I guess.
They were just using the light. It was that video was just...
That's crazy.
I couldn't stop thinking about that.
I don't like that either, Kelly. Start seeing the earplugs.
Trinity wrote us and said, when I'm driving to work and I see a girl working out, you know, running, I yell out, as a motivational person, you go, girl.
That's so nice.
You got this. Keep up the good work.
That's nice.
But if it's a dude, I honk the horn and then I try to scare them. Does that make me crazy?
That's mean.
Oh.
had somebody point and laugh at me one time when I was jogging. That wrecked
what?
That wrecked my day.
What? Who pointed and laughed at you?
I don't know. They kept driving. That's awful. Don't do that.
Was it recently? When you're,
it's been a while. But still, I remember that was just devastating. That's
yeah.
Just leave people alone when they're running.
Yeah.
That's a better thing.
Just leave people alone in general.
I've gotten the one where they like honk and scream to try to scare you, but
it's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
Yeah, it was my wife.
Thanks, kid.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones here real quick.
All right.
I just set up my screen.
Now I have my screen. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's see if you are.
Well, when I was younger, in probably fourth grade, we learned that when you smell a certain smell, it's at the actual particles of the actual thing it is. Like, if you smell watermelon, it's, you know, a particles of the watermelon itself.
Mm, yeah.
So, now every time somebody toots, I have to hold my breath or leave the room because I don't want to feel like I'm eating their poop.
Yeah. You know what? That's... And do you close the toilet lid before flushing every time? Because a lot of people do that as well because all the particles come up.
Yes, yes. And I've got the little, the spray that you use and I just, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're not crazy. You're just, you're safe.
You're an overthinker. That's what you are.
Yes, you're right. You're right. A lot of people have told me that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants porticles in their mouth. That's gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Yeah.
I'll leave the room because I don't want to smell it.
Yeah. Particles and poop particles. Just porticles.
Porticles. Yeah, that sounds cuter, doesn't it?
Doesn't it sound way better?
It's like a pet.
Thank you.
Like a Yorkie pooticle.
I'm here to make gross things sound cute.
No, still sounds gross.
Yeah. But not as
tune
gross.
Out. I just tune out. As soon as I hear that word, I just... Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, I'm gone. What's going on? What are you guys talking about?
We're talking to Stacy now.
Hey, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hello.
How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Great. Doing great. I think your husband's the crazy one in this relationship.
He's crazy, and I hope that he's listening, because I hope that it's embarrassed him enough where he'll stop doing it.
Oh, my.
But we have been together for 5 years, and he keeps a phlegm cup beside the bed that he uses every morning, and he will not let me throw it away because the dude in him wants to see what happens to that phlegm over time.
It's like a science project.
I'm so gross.
That is so gross. And this is why it's some guys just can't get girls.
He got one.
Yeah, but he's ruining for everyone else because then all the other girls are going to think that we all have phlegm cups. We don't.
It's one of those things that you don't know that they do it until you actually move in together.
How long have you guys been together?
6 years now.
6 years. So you've been putting up with that for 6 years.
You know what? I wouldn't blame you if you left it.
Over time, I've tried to throw it away. Like, I've thrown many of them away. And he gets mad at me. He's like, don't throw it away.
Right.
Don't throw it away.
Because one day you're going to get home from work, Stacey, and the phlegm monster is going to be sitting on the couch watching TV, and he's going to tell you, I told you.
I'm telling you. Like one of those big Mucinex commercials. They're just going to be chilling on the couch.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she really could have a boogeyman at her house.
Yeah. Throw that thing away.
Yeah. Throw it away.
Throw that away.
You get mad.
I don't care.
It's so gross.
Throw it away.
It's phlegm.
Sometimes we have to do it for men's own good.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to protect us. Protect us from ourselves.
Yeah. Don't throw away our favorite t-shirts or give those away to Goodwill.
No.
But definitely throw away the phlegm cups.
You can throw that away.
Ugh. My wife's gulping, by the way, lately has been driving me nuts.
Now it drives you nuts.
Oh, it's been driving me nuts forever, but it just got louder.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I feel like she's doing it on purpose now.
Yeah.
Because I've told her how much it just irritates me. Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. So what do you do that makes you crazy?
So I have to use my husband's body wash in the shower after I work out because I feel like it gets me cleaner than my frou-frou body wash.
Yeah. I love
that. Does
the
that make me crazy? My husband thinks I'm crazy.
See, I feel like the girl body wash is way better than my body wash.
He uses like the Dove Men Plus Care, and I just feel like it just gets me so clean after I work out.
Is it cocoa butter? That's what
I
use.
It's Dove.
Yeah, it's just fresh. I use all men's stuff usually.
Yeah.
I like men's scents better than fruity stuff.
Yeah.
I like the musky, fresh shower, sporty men's deodorant. I like those smells more because it does smell cleaner.
Yeah, you rock Old Spice, right? The dude Old Spice?
I Degree, actually.
Yeah.
But I've been using this Degree women's spray lately, which is pretty good. But I like men's Degree.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Sarah. You keep doing what keeps you clean. especially after the workout. Got to smell right for the man. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, does that make me crazy? Do I need to do something with my products if I'm going to have, like,
a dude?
Men over?
Yeah, I mean, they might think that
there's another man's there.
Another dude. Yeah, that's,
or, like, why is this chick using dude
pants? Yeah. Or maybe they're like, wait, is Jenna?
Is it that close?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to think.
I'll take it because I'm confident. It's fine. Uh-oh, what'd I get myself into?
Right. I got to go, Jenna. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm doing well, man, but let's see how your life's been going.
All right, let me ask y'all a question. I've been up for the last 3 days with 0 hours of sleep playing Fortnite. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but how many wins have you gotten?
About 20.
Oh, see, that's worth it.
You had to have been napping.
You didn't nap at all?
No. Taking naps.
See, the only way I've been up is Mountain Dew and candy.
Mountain Dew and candy.
Oh, you're going to crash so hard.
When do you plan on sleeping, Cameron? Today?
Probably not. I doubt it.
Do you have a job?
No.
Are you going to school right now?
How do you get by?
Yeah. Okay. I'm on spring break, though, so I got me a break.
Okay. So you're just getting turned all the spring break
on
candy, Mountain Dew, and Fortnite.
Yep.
Do you live with your parents?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, he said yes, ma'am. Nice. You're so polite.
He's polite.
I said yes, Mom. Okay.
Well, you keep rocking that Fortnite, but at least get a little bit of sleep this week, please.
Yeah, make some sleep in there. It's not healthy.
I'll try, man.
You're going to make yourself sick. Well, yeah, and your skills will improve with a little bit of sleep and some more nutritious snacking. To make him a sandwich.
It's in a chicken breast.
Yeah.
Peanut butter
candy and Mountain Dew.
I think it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
And definitely send me some tips on Fortnite. Please, I'm going to require those. Thanks, Cameron. This is cool. Ryan, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Go ahead with yours.
Well, I own a pet wolf.
Oh. Ooh. Is that legal?
Where'd you find him?
One of my friends that I've known for a while, she like told him to me, so because of the neighbor problem.
Well, yeah. So is it full wolf or is it half dog?
He's 98% wolf and 2% shepherd.
Wow.
You're not scared of him at all?
No, whenever I first fed him his raw meat diet, I was, because he growled and snapped at me, but I let him know that I'm the alpha and everything. I disciplined him, and ever since then, he's my best friend.
How do you let a wolf know you're alpha? Do you have to growl back at him or bark at him or something?
Discipline him like a regular house dog.
Do you let him lick you and stuff? It.
Yeah.
You do? Because, see, I'd be afraid that if I let him lick me, he'll be like, damn, that tastes good. You know? Yeah.
But is it legal? I mean, are you having to do this on the down low?
No, since he's not full blood, it's perfectly fine.
2% is pretty close.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Send us a picture on the text. I want to see your wolf.
I bet he's beautiful.
Will you text us a photo? What's the best part about owning a wolf?
The loyalty. It's probably the best.
The wolf pack.
Yeah, the wolf pack mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, now I want a wolf.
Are scared to come over?
A lot of people, they get fear. They think he's going to attack them. But, he's taller than I am when he's on his hind legs. And I'm like 5'8".
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nice. You guys send us a photo. Does he snuggle?
Oh yeah, he's a big cuddler.
Oh, wow.
I want a wolf.
No, you don't.
I want him. I want a wolf.
You've never said one word about wanting a wolf till now.
Oh, yeah, but I haven't talked to Ryan yet. Now I talk to Ryan.
It's not your passion.
I want my wolf pack to grow.
I heard you're getting another pet.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a snake.
Oh my goodness. God. And Kenzie's okay with that?
Yeah, she liked it. She held one at a house and she said, "This is the pet." Yep. You only got to feed them like once a week. Easy cleanup.
That's not make me crazy.
Yeah.
You need to call in.
And then last night we were searching, do snakes fart?
Why?
Because we got into that conversation. And it was trending on Twitter, actually. Turns out they do.
I can't believe you're an adult with a mortgage and children.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.